Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. If you were with us last time, then you hopefully remember we are stepping back from the biblical text for just a bit to talk about the credibility of Genesis chapter 14. Having identified who are the nine kings, plus the people groups the four kings of the Northeast defeated in this chapter of God's Word, and before we talk about where these battles took place, the battles that make up this first war in the world, we are indulging in this discussion about ancient written records that support what is described in the Bible. And I said that the earliest writing in the world is called cuneiform. This is a Latin word that means wedged-shaped letters, and cuneiform appears around 1,500 years before Abraham. Over 2 million, that's right, 2 million of these clay tablets survive from the ancient world, and tens of thousands relate directly to Abraham's context. One such discovery are what is called the Ebla tablets. Ebla, E-B-L-A, tablets, date squarely to the patriarchal period in which Abraham, as the patriarch, lived. Furthermore, just by way of quick review, Ebla refers to the place where the tablets were discovered. Ancient Ebla is located very near the modern-day city of Aleppo in northern Syria. In 1968, a professor from Rome University and his team were digging there, and in the excavations, they uncovered these clay tablets with cuneiform script. As many as 1,800 complete clay tablets, 4,700 fragments, and many thousand chips were found. Personal names are included, as are geographical place names, even lists of animals, lists of various professions and names of government officials, and these tablets date to the exact time of Abraham. Just so you get a feel for some of what these Ebla tablets tell us in general related to the Bible, before we get to the specifics of Genesis chapter 14, you should know that another professor from the University of Rome, Giovanni Pettinato, was the epigrapher who deciphered the ancient inscriptions and, writing in the magazine Biblical Archaeologist in May of 1976, he reports that this ancient language is what he called Paleo-Canaanite, or what we who are not in his field could simply call ancient Canaanite. And listen to this direct quote. I'm quoting the specialist now. "The pronominal and verbal systems in particular are so clearly defined that one can properly speak of a Paleo-Canaanite language closely akin to Hebrew and Phoenician." End quote. Now that is important. He is saying there is a direct association of the vocabulary on these clay tablets to the Hebrew language, which is the language of the Bible's Old Testament. So the vocabularies at Ebla were distinctively Semitic, Professor Pettinato says. Let me give you three examples. The word to write, like to write a book, is surprisingly close on both the Ebla tablets and in Hebrew. Same as the words for king and man. The similarity is incredible. And someone might ask, so what? What's the big deal? Well, here is the big deal. These ancient records were written at the time of Abraham in a language, ancient Canaanite, with deep similarities to the Hebrew language. And what does the writing on these tablets say about Genesis chapter 14 specifically? Ah, here is what I want you to see. The Ebla tablets include the name of a number of Old Testament cities. Let me read a few, and if you know your Bible, then these will ring familiar. The cuneiform script on the clay tablets records Hazor, Lachish, Megiddo, Gaza, Sinai, Ashtaroth, Joppa, and Damascus. Those are all locations in the Bible. And then these tablets refer to a place called Yerushalayim, which is the city of Jerusalem. In fact, the earliest known reference to the ancient Canaanite name for Jerusalem is in the Ebla tablets. And then, getting into Genesis 14, two of the towns mentioned in the Ebla tablets are Sodom and Gomorrah. These towns were regularly visited in 2300 BC because they were on the route known as the King's Highway, which ran down south from Damascus and is the route followed by the four kings of the northeast in Genesis 14. Furthermore, and hold on tight for this, on the tablets there are references to the cities of the plain. That is from the Ebla tablet. And we know from Genesis 14 that the cities of the plain were Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboim, and Bela, or Zoar. What this tells us is the Ebla tablets consistently support the Bible as a thoroughly acceptable record, completely and totally credible. That is how Dr. Clifford Wilson, an archaeologist, linguist, and Bible scholar, put it around the time these tablets were discovered, 1977, and I agree. And this is in direct contradiction of the so-called Bible scholars we heard from yesterday, who cast a great deal of doubt on the credibility of Genesis chapter 14, saying, quote, "This Genesis 14 story is almost monotonous in its detail of names and places, none of which can be verified by outside biblical sources." And quote, "The current consensus is that there is little or no historical memory of pre-Israelite events or circumstances in Genesis." That is just not true. That is a lie. These authors obviously either did not consult the Ebla tablets, or more likely, just ignored them. Friends, always have skepticism for those who present themselves as quote-unquote Bible scholars or experts, particularly in academia. We really need to be careful and very discerning these days. And please do not miss this. On the basis of ancient written evidence outside of the Bible, we know about the broader historical context of the war described in Genesis chapter 14. This evidence gives us confidence in the biblical record and casts light on the meaning of the text. The Ebla tablets are an excellent example of this. And tomorrow I have another example of ancient writing that speaks to this chapter of God's Word. But for now, treasure this in your mind and heart. These tablets, recorded at the exact time of Abraham, tell us the names of a number of Old Testament cities and towns, including Sodom and Gomorrah, and the, quote, "cities of the plain." So please do familiarize yourself with the Ebla tablets. And since I still have some time, let me pass along what else these include. Some of these tablets include case law and the law code of Ebla. This is the oldest evidence for case law ever found, and this dates to 1,000 years earlier than Moses. So when critics come along and suggest, rather boldly, as they often do, that it is inconceivable for there to be a Mosaic law code, such as we have in the Bible, well, the much earlier laws at Ebla tell us once again The critic is wrong. Clifford Wilson, whom I mentioned earlier, writes saying that what we find in the law code of Ebla is remarkably similar to what is in Deuteronomy in the Hebrew Bible. These were highly developed civilizations. The way the people in Bible times functioned, the way they organized their society, is what we might say was ahead of their time. We make a big mistake if we look back all those thousands of centuries later and think they were a bunch of moronic, wandering cavemen and women, and we are just so sophisticated. That is not so. In fact, where do you think we get law from? And quite frankly, I look around my society today and, let me put it this way, I'd say the moronic wanderers are alive now, not then. These early civilizations put us to shame. Well, there is much more to be said about the Ebla tablets in relation to the Bible. I simply do not have time to pass it all along to you. Just before we end today, I want to remind you of that offer that was made last time. It is a clear, well-made map of the geography we will cover in answering the where question in Genesis 14. We will be dealing with geography soon, so if you want a resource that will help you follow along from wherever you are, write to me today and simply say, send me the map. By email, mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. And by mail, God is P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts 01890. Ask for the map today. We return to the world's earliest writing again tomorrow, right here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.